great weekend. And stay warm out there. WMFO in Medford. It's the Bingo Show. We started with Tigers. We're going to end with Tigers.
Rabbits dancing in the briar, with the Holy Spirit and the dirty choir. We sweat like sinners, we never tire. In the dark we move like burning tigers.
Lay down, 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 l was warning me close by. I held her close to my face. She said, Daddy, kill that snake. It's getting dark. Tell Mommy
in Arkansas. Some folks never seen a bear at all. Some folks say the bears go around eating babies raw. And some folks got a bear across the hall. Some folks say the bears go around smelling bad. Others say that a bear is a honey sweet. Some folks say this bear's the best I ever had. And some folks got a bear beneath their feet. Some folks drive the bears out of the wilderness. And some to see a bear will pay a fee. And me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. And some folks even see the bear in me. Out of the wilderness, some to see a bear would pay a fee. For me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. And some folks even seen a bear in me. They saw me meet a bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Even though your friends may stop and stare, remember that's a bear there in the bunch with you. And they just don't come no better than a bear. I saw me a bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Even though your friends may stop instead, I just remember that's a bear there in the bunch with you. And they just don't come no better than a bear. No, they just don't better than a bear. No, they just don't come no better than. No, they just don't come no better than. No, they just don't come no better than a bear.
WMFO in Medford.
Jersey patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge. chicken and chicks.
You even like jazz? Or was that for my benefit? I've gotten to like it. Oh, yes!
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. So you're ready for your audition?
I am ready.
All right, get on your knees.
What is this? I've never heard of any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Finally, it's layers. Go talk on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
So dirty.
I've got rhythm, I've got music, I've got my man who could ask for anything more. I've got daisies in green pastures, I've got my man who could ask for anything more. Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him hanging round my door. I've got daisies, I've got sweet dreams, I've got my man who could ask for anything more.
surfing on the waves of sound.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it always matches a different weekly theme. This evening, I'm mixing you up a truly canonical Tears of the Gods sound collage, one that really captures the difference between a Tears of the Gods sound collage and a plastic sushi, strawberries, and thyme sound collage. Tonight, our theme is called Electronica and Jazz, and we're going deep and concentrating on just those two genres of music, rather than going wide and all the genre jumping that we do on a plastic sushi. Our theme is, our featured artists this evening are the Crystal Method, and it's going to be a completely different show stylistically from what I brought you last week, which, as we celebrated the arrival of March, our theme was lions, tigers, and leopards, especially the deaf kind, and we featured those hard rock pop metal rockers, Def Leppard. But tonight, it's going to be a rockin' show of a different manner, with lots of high-energy electronic music, plus a very wide range of jazz music. We began with Valida Snow and a track from way back around 1937, I Got Rhythm. And then we heard from Infected Mushroom with Yahel and Tsunami. So we're going to, in the next set, we're going to go full circle, starting and ending with two different versions of the Crystal Method's High Roller. The first version is from their absolutely perfect 1997 album Vegas, and the second one is a remixed version by DJ Miyagi that was on their 10th anniversary edition, the deluxe edition of Vegas. And in particular, it features audio clips from the 1968 Apollo 8 mission, from the astronauts in Mission Control. And on that mission, Frank Borman and James Lovell and the lunar module pilot William Anders were the first manned spacecraft to leave Earth's orbit. And they were the first humans to see Earth as a whole planet, and the first humans to directly see the far side of the moon, and the first to witness Earth rise. And in particular, well, you'll notice, you'll hear this clip, we see the Earth now, and that's what they're talking about. And then we're also going to be hearing from the Nobel Prize-winning physicist, Richard Feynman. I'm going to lay that on top of a Miles Davis piece, The Pan Piper. And he's going to be explaining the quantum mechanical aspects of atoms. And also in the mix is some Jelly Roll Morton, what a great name. And some more Infected Mushroom. Only here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Now we see the earth. make you a bad girl.
Several aspects. In the first place, the idea that a particle has a definite location and a definite speed is no longer allowed. That's wrong. And to give a measure of how wrong classical physics is, there's a rule that says that you can't both know where something is and how fast it's moving. The uncertainty in the momentum of it and the uncertainty in the position complementary the product of the two is a constant. If you want the law, if you like the right equations, you can write this. I will explain it some other time in more detail. This is the explanation of a very mysterious paradox. If the atoms are made out of plus and minus charges, why don't the minus charges simply sit on top of the plus charges? They attract each other. Why don't they just sit there on top? Why is our atom so big? Why, if there is a nucleus here and the electrons around? We first was thought that it was because the nucleus was big. No. The nucleus is very small. The atom in its diameter here is 10 to the minus 8 centimeters. The nucleus in its diameter is of the order 10 to the minus 13 centimeters. What does that mean? That means that if you had an atom and you wanted to see the nucleus, you'd have to expand it, magnify it, till the whole atom is the size of this room, and then the nucleus is a bare speck that you can just about make out with the eye, a hundredth of an inch. Principle. If they sat there, then you'd know where they were and that they weren't moving. And you can't have that. So they don't sit there, because if you try to put them there, they start moving around. Well, they move around and they take a compromise. They leave themselves a little room for this uncertainty and they jiggle at a certain amount of minimum motion given by this rule. You remember also that when a crystal is cooled to absolute zero, the atoms do not stop moving, they still jiggle. Why? Because if they stopped moving, you'd know where they were and that they had zero motion. And that's against the uncertainty principle. You're not supposed to know where they are and how fast they're moving, so they continually wiggle in there.
Long range. exploration of space. None will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish. We propose to accelerate the development of the appropriate lunar spacecraft. We propose to develop alternate liquid and solid fuel boosters, much larger than any now being developed, and we're certain which is superior. We propose additional funds for other engine development and for unmanned exploration. Explorations which are particularly important for one purpose which this nation will never overlook: the survival of the man who first makes this daring flight. But in a very real sense, it will not be one man going to the moon. We make this judgment affirmatively. It will be an entire nation.
Thank you.
you're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is electronica and jazz, featuring the Crystal Method. And we began and finished that set you just heard with two different versions of High Roller. The first off of their perfect 1997 Vegas album, and the second version off of the Vegas Deluxe Remixed album. And both of those had a number of audio clips from the Apollo 8 lunar mission, which didn't land on the moon, but instead orbited around it. And there were many firsts on that mission, but in particular, the astronauts Frank Borman, James Lovell, and William Anders were the first to see Earth as a whole planet. And they took this picture of the Earth rising over the moon, the desolate moon, and it became one of the most important pictures for the environmental movement, as people saw that despite all of our conflicts together here on the planet, that blue marble was just beautiful, and we were all sharing it. And in between that, we heard from Miles Davis, the Pan Piper. And on top of that, I mixed in a couple of excerpts from the Nobel Prize-winning Richard Feynman, explaining some quantum mechanical aspects of atoms, like exactly how small they are. And then we heard from Infected Mushroom and another audio clip from related to the space program, John F. Kennedy, him talking about how America was going to dedicate itself to getting men to the moon by the end of the decade of the 1960s and bringing them back safely. And we also heard from Jelly Roll Morton and the Climax Rag. And then, as I mentioned, we finished with the Miyagi remix of High Roller. Backing me up right now is the Paolo Ancheza Trio and Fez Bossa. I'm joined here in WMFO's wonderful, and it is a wonderful place to be, our Studio A, with my friend Prantic. Prantic, welcome to WMFO.
Oh, thanks a lot, Edward. Thanks a lot. I'm great. I'm heavily excited to be here. It's my first visit to any of the broadcasting studios. So thanks. Thanks a lot for giving me this opportunity.
I met Prantic through the wonderful experimental and experiential social group Tufts Open Call. And Prantic is one of the leaders, one of the organizers, and coming